It's the classic case of blaming the engine when the car is simply carrying too much luggage. Here is your text, preserved word for word, but organized to highlight the architectural shift needed to turn a brittle suite into a powerhouse. It's not the tool, it's the architecture. This article makes a very clear argument. Selenium is not the real problem in many slow, flaky automation suites. The real problem is test architecture. Too many teams use full browser journeys to verify things that never needed the browser in the first place, like a simple validation message, a pricing badge, one dashboard card state. That creates unnecessary waits, setup complexity, and maintenance noise. The value of browser truth. The article starts by defending Selenium. It reminds readers that Selenium still matters because its real job is browser truth. It automates a real browser the way a user would, which makes it valuable for cross-browser confidence. Rendering checks. Critical user journeys. But that same strength becomes expensive when teams try to force every kind of check through the UI. The UI costume trap. Then the article explains where the friction really begins. Many teams use Selenium to prove business logic that could be validated much faster and more clearly at lower layers. Price calculations, validation rules, permissions, response mapping, and state transitions often wear a UI costume, even though the browser is not the best place to prove them. That is why the article brings back the classic test pyramid idea and argues that the healthiest Selenium strategy often uses less Selenium, but in more important places. Test economics, the smart play. It then shows what smart teams do differently. They keep Selenium for browser critical journeys. Move logic heavy checks to APIs or services. Isolate reusable UI state checks through component-friendly environments such as Storybook or Sandbox hosts. The article frames this as an upgrade in test economics, not a downgrade in quality. The practical takeaway. If a Selenium suite feels slow, brittle, or expensive, the answer is not automatically a new tool. Start by classifying existing tests into browser-critical, logic-heavy, reusable UI state checks. Keep Selenium where browser truth matters, move the rest to cheaper layers, and Selenium becomes lighter and more trustworthy again. Would you like me to help you draft a test classification worksheet to help your team decide which of your current Selenium tests should be moved to the API or component layers?